Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Snotcast, which is what this is going to be called today. If you're in any way freaked out by someone with a cold trying to talk and just basically snots and snot bubbles and coughing and various other ailments, twice, by the way, in about 2 weeks, so either you could blame that on January in this shitty country, or, you know, just make a better choices in the company you keep. So yeah, pre-warning, disclaimer at the start, if you don't want to hear someone drown in their own snot, turn it off, bro. It's late, and I apologise for that, because yesterday I could barely fucking talk, you know? So this is the sort of commitment you're getting from me, you know? I miss a day, I just do it a day late, you know? We're not going to scrap it, we're going to move on, guys. Can you hear that congestion in my voice? Not to worry though, I have 2 liters of, 2 liters of, where the fuck is it? Yeah, my waddy, so keeping it gangster as fuck. I'm recording this podcast in the living room because I'm waiting for the postman. It's later than he normally arrives, but sometimes when you're waiting on some camera equipment, you will sit at the window like a fucking Jack Russell, just waiting for that son of a bitch to arrive. And I know he's not going to come. You know, he usually comes like 20 minutes ago. And he hasn't been yet. So I'm just praying that he's really busy today and is taking extra special care of my camera equipment. Probably not, though. He probably just sailed on past. The fucking bastard. Anyway. Yeah, plenty of fluids on board. Did I mention last week about the argument that went on about the amount of water that I consume? I probably did. I'm sitting with the same giant, like one of those water cooler bottles, but it's like hand-sized, but it's still like 2 litres. And like not like last week or whatever, I drank like 4 of them in a day. And girlfriend Maureen was like, you're going to get that thing that Japanese people get when they play computer game competitions, where the aim of the game is to hold your piss. And then you win a Nintendo Wii for Wii, hold your Wii for Wii, you know, and then your brain gets poisoned with water and you die. And I was like, yeah, but the rules don't apply when it's my waddy, okay? So shut your goddamn face. Glug, 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 glug. Enjoy my flu. I don't think 8 litres of water for a fucking human rhino like me is the same as 8 litres of water for a small Japanese, like a small Japanese girl, she might only be the weight of 8 liters, you know what I'm saying? I only weigh 8 liters. That is so racist. It's not. We need to get over the fact that accents aren't racist, okay? You know, being from Northern Ireland, you run into anybody around the world and they go, oh my god, par. Oh my. You know, they take the piss out of you immediately. I have heard people from Cork, of all places, mock the accent of a Northern Irish person. And you're like, have some fucking respect. You know? You sound like you're trying to yodel with a mouth full of jizz. Okay.
I'm an orc.
And you're taking the piss out of someone from here? Fuck off. Arseholes. Anyway, the General Butler Snotcast. Let me just do the usual plugs at the start. Beer 52 is, of course, the sponsor of this podcast. If you're just learning, if you're just listening to the podcast for the first time, probably not a good place to start, you know. Tuned in, there's some dude with a cold talking about fucking Japanese people. Jesus fucking wept. But the podcast is sponsored every week by beer52.com. If you have any other startup company that wants to sponsor the podcast, by all means give me a shout. We'll give you a mention. You give me fucking £1 million. Beer 52 has been the sponsor for a while. I may email them, you know. I feel like they've forgotten about me. You know, in the darkness here, plugging away. But need to get in touch with them and be like, is anyone signing up, bro? Or what's the crack? Where's my beer? You know, I've kind of quit drinking. Which is a lie, which we'll tell you about soon, but you know what I'm saying. They sponsor the podcast every week. They are essentially a beer subscription service. If you're sick of drinking some fizzy tramp's piss, you know, drinks that rhyme with like Bennett's, you know, or Beineken, you know, Bounce of Barp. If you're sick of drinking that shit, get yourself some fancy craft beers from all around the globe, okay? They arrive at your door. There's a magazine with it. There's some snacks. They're all different. They change every month. It's exciting. They arrive. You open it. You go, what sort of beer is this? Oh my goodness. A dandelion stout or something. You know, and you drink that. You go, I don't know if I like that. And then you take another sip and you go, oh my God, I love this. Okay. You take a third sip and then you go, I am literally more steaming than I've ever been. I don't know why I've only had two beers. Do you know what I'm saying? It's amazing. And if you listen to this podcast and you sign up to beer52.com, just use the code BANTER10, B-A-N-T-E-R 10, BANTER10, and you get £10 off your first order. Get that round your fucking tits, alright guys? Jesus Christ. Let me make some big announcements too. I'm pregnant, I'm joking. Lavery's Comedy Club is tonight. I plug it every fucking week. For either that week or the following week. First and third Wednesday of every month. I'm actually supposed to be meeting with the management of Lavery's to maybe discuss a Friday club for all you folks who can't get down during the week. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. Alright, bros? So Lavery's is tonight, 18th. We have Paddy McDonald headlining. If you get to listen to this in time, I doubt it. But let's make it happen. A couple of other gigs. Oh my God, what's the fucking date on that? I can't remember. A couple of other gigs coming up, okay? Listen to this shit. March is going to be a hectic month for y'all. If you're from Oma, okay? I gigged in Oma there just between Christmas and the New Year. Did a bit of a headline set. It was a great time. And listen to this shit. On the 11th of March, we're having a General Banter Comedy Squad live at Lola's in Oma. Which is part of the Silver Birch Hotel. It's a big room where they probably no doubt have like dances and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, you want to go see Derek Ryan, you know, one of those Keeper Country style fucking jive contests where they're all outside changing their shirt because, you know, you've sweated all through it. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Such a weird wee thing. Such a weird little thing. Having to learn how to jive just so that some fucking spud flinging wee girl will look at you. Sorry, well, he can't jive, so. It's terrible. It's terrible. Terrible music, too, you know? I think if you're into country music, you might actually have a brain deficiency. Anyway, that's a separate conversation. We are playing Lola's in Oma. On the 11th of March, 2017, Dave Elliott can't make it, which is very sad, which means we're down to five. So it's basically me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann. The tickets are tenner, and it's in Lola's. And let's pack it out, guys, because it's going to be fun as a motherfucker. Jerome saying. And then the other big announcement, also in March, for all you London folk, okay, if you live in London, you gotta tell your friends, Shane Todd and I will be doing a double bill at the Leicester Square Theatre, I want to say. Did I get that right? The Museum of Comedy. So me and him will be doing 45 minutes each on St. Paddy's Day. So look that up if you're from London. And I wish I had a stronger voice right now to really emphasise how exciting that's going to be. You know? But I don't. If I shout too much, I won't have enough voice. I sound like Meryl Streep doing that fucking thing. And I think that if we're not take away the arts, we'll be left with martial arts. And that's not the arts. Really? I'd love fucking McGregor to just fucking front kick you right in the saggy tits. That's art. You know what I'm saying? So there you have it. London gig. Actual St. Paddy's Day. It's going to be messy. Great times. Let's go through my general banter for the week. Last Thursday, the group WhatsApp was on fire. The group WhatsApp consists of everyone I just mentioned in that former lineup there. Dave Elliott and Shane Todd. You know, Kieran, Woodsy, Armican, Mickey, me. And we all exchanged dick pics all day long. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you, most of them come from Dave Elliott, but you know, he's the only one with a real job, so I imagine it's stressful. And you gotta release it somehow by just searching for and sharing dick pics. But I think basically Aaron McCann and Shane Todd went for lunch, and they decided, like, well, they were discussing the fact that there was no gigs on a Thursday, and they were like, oh my god, let's see if we can organise a last minute gig tonight. And they obviously got talking. Everyone got a bit excited on the WhatsApp group. They were looking for a venue. I'm definitely going to sneeze within the next 20 seconds. Oh my god, here we go. General Banter Snotcast 1000. Oh, please, God. Suspense. Oh, fuck me. This is a mess, guys. This is honestly... If I individually named my podcasts, I would call them the Lemsip Diaries. Okay, it's a series of erotic stories with around people with the cold. You know, he grabbed me by the waist, firmly pressed his lips against mine. I could feel his bulging member pressed me in the stomach. And then he erupted snot. Not from his dick. From his nose. And it plastered my face. Like a glazed donut. This was not a pearl necklace. This was more of an emerald necklace. Imagine that was one of my erotic books. There's bound to be someone out there that has a fetish for, like, having the cold. You know? That's a real niche one, isn't it? I guarantee if I looked up snot porn, I would find it. Hold on. Colin's questionable Google history. I should post my Google history on Instagram every week. Snot porn. I'm going to regret this. Big style. Snot porn. Oh, would you believe it? Snot fetish porn. My toes are literally curled up here with... Oh, get the fuck. Okay. Oh my god. I don't want to fucking stereotype anyone, but of course they're Japanese, you know what I mean? If you've had an octopus up your shitter, a bit of snot. Oh, bro. Bro. Oh, no way. This guy's poking her nose with, like, a rolled up piece of... Oh, she's sneezing. Snot. She's blowing snot out of her nose. And he's like, oh, mate. I made it sound pretty, you know, pretty glamorous, the world of snot porn. And you know, with my novel, The Emerald Necklace. But this, that's just not cool. That is not cool at all. Jesus fucking Christ. The things I do for you in this podcast, guys. So where was I? Oh yeah, these boys decided that there was no gig. Gotta try and be serious now. These boys decided that there's no gigs on Thursday. How the fuck did I get there in that conversation there with myself? There's no gigs on a Thursday, and they're like, let's organise a gig for tonight. So Shane rang around a bunch of venues. They found the Fly were willing to host the gig, and then just as we're like, how much do you charge? Do you charge in? Do you do it for free? The thing with comedy is you kind of have to charge something, because you just get people wandering in off the street who aren't prepared to go to a comedy night. You have to be, there has to be some sort of investment. You know, if you get to the door of a pub and you just wanted to go for pints, and they were like, oh, there's a comedy night on. And they said it's a fiver and all you want to do is drink. You're more than likely not going to pay in just to have a drink when you wanted to, you know, go out with your mates. So yeah, there has to be a slight little, you know, pay in somehow. So he decided to charge £3, but give it all to charity. And then I was like, let's do a homeless charity. And then he's like, absolutely, let's do Simon Community. So this gig was set up, and this was at 4 PM, and at the fucking doors were at 8. So we all went fucking ballistic with promotion, pumping it all over our Facebooks. Just trying to say to people, listen, we're throwing a gig last minute. Get yourselves down to the Fly. It's for charity, whatever, whatever. And sure enough, pulled it off. You know, we got down there. People started flooding in. They all paid in. I think there was something like 420-ish raised. And then Mickey was blocked at the end and had a Corona bucket. And he's like, come on, you cheap cunts. Let's get, let's raise £500 to fuck. And so yeah, I think it was raised over £500 for Simon Community. So cheers to everyone who came out for that. You know, my main concern was that Lavery's is tonight. And I was like, a lot of familiar faces here, bros. You know, I feel like he's came to this one and he just won't come to Lavery's, for fuck's sake. Although Lavery's has been going long enough now where you know the crack, you know what I mean? Come on in, sit down, chill out, listen to some tracks. I can blow my nose. You ready? Oh, fuck. I mean, I'll crack up. Like, there's times I've put on, like, someone else's podcast, like Shane's podcast. I'm like, listen to that squeaking, bro. There's a pressure issue up my fucking nose. I've put on podcasts of Shane Todd's and Dave's. I've put on Kieran Bartlett's. And as soon as they start eating, you know, Shane was eating like a fucking toffee or something. And I was like, mate, that's going off immediately. I'm turning that off. Put on Kieran's one time. He's eating a full soda. And I was like, nah. That's enough of that, Kieran. I feel like the rule should be, if you're going to eat a full soda, you know, pause it for 5 minutes. We don't all have to be with you every chomp of the fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a hypocrite, and I will blow my nose directly into a microphone on a podcast. So, there you have it. Great times on Thursday, you know. The Fly made an absolute killing, I'm sure, and they bought 28 pizzas. For 28 pizzas in a room full of roughly 100 people does not last long, you know. I was all handed out, yeah, everyone make sure you get some. Maureen handed me a bit of pizza, like, oh, eat a bit now. And I was like, nah, mate, there's tons of pizza. And then I ate one piece of pizza and turned around and they were gone. The place was just cleared out of pizza, 28 of them. Fuck me. So good times all around, felt great, left Mickey Bartlett home to his house, and he was beyond drunk, because I think the free beer that was being put on by the Fly for the comedians was Gallopers, like a pale ale-y thing, craft beer. Shout out to Gallopers. I didn't drink any, I was driving, but it smelled nice. You know you're fucking Bob, and you're like, can I smell your beer? And you're like, God damn it. So, what date was that? I can't even fucking remember. 18th of January. So you're going back 11th, 12th. That was the 12th, which was basically the 12th day of not drinking that I had under my belt. And then, of course, the 13th, it all went out the fucking window. you know, seeing the state of Mickey the night before, was like, I am jealous of that. He was in the car, he wouldn't fuck up about his goddamn, I hope he doesn't listen to this, he probably doesn't, and now that he has his own podcast, he's all high-flying, but like, he's literally in New York right now, the bastard, but he started talking about his dog, you know, oh, Sandy this, and I have a son and all, and you're like, no you don't, Mick, you don't have a son, you don't send your son out in the garden to shout, and he would not shut up about this fucking dog, and I was like, he's drunk enough where I could literally just go, Mick, get the fuck out of this car right now, before I break your legs. And he would forget about it, but at the time it would sort of half register. So we just had to sit there politely while he talked about his dog for about half an hour. He's like, oh, you don't... My favourite quote from anybody is, oh, you don't understand. And it's even better when it comes from someone who's younger, like way younger. Oh, you don't understand how drunk I was. And you're like, yeah, I do. I really do. Oh, you don't understand what it's like to have a dog. I actually do, mate, yeah. Oh, you have no idea how... I have a fair idea about most things that you're talking about. You've no idea how fucked up I was. Are you sure about that, sir? Are you sure about that? So anyway, we eventually got him out of the car and then realised that, you know, it was fucking minus 12. It was actually snowing that night. And Mickey Bartlett on dry flat ground is trouble, okay? Mickey Bartlett, drunk as fuck, trying to hold a bottle of Prosecco on the icy driveway. It ain't happening, you know what I'm saying? I know there's that term Bambi on ice. This cunt was like Dumbo on rollerblades on ice, drunk. Fucking nightmare, and like 15 metres away from the front door of his ma's house. What a fucking nightmare. And then we eventually got home, and then the next day, got a call from Aaron McCann, and he was like, listen, he's like, listen, I've named my Edinburgh show Buckfast Die Young, okay? Good name, you know, catchy, people will see that, people will like it. And he goes to me, I emailed Buckfast to see if I could use their name, and they said no, definitely not. So he goes, I want to make a response video type thing. Sorry about that sniff, disgusting. And I said, that sounds like a great idea. And he goes, would you be able to help me with it? And I was like, I'm sure I could, yeah. And he goes, right, when's good for you? And I was like, how quick do you want to do it? And he said, as soon as possible. And I was like, well, just fucking come down to the house today and film it. And he's like, right, his mate was leaving Belfast, and he's like, will I wait for a lift and all? And I was like, well, it's 12 o'clock, you might be losing a bit of light, why don't you just fucking jump on a bus, come down, I'll scoop you, we'll make the video. So he comes down, I go collect him, we do the usual fucking, let's get some food, you know, big lad, you look like you're wasting away. Got some food, go back to the house, kind of decided, like, do we have drinks tonight? And I was on major guilt trip, because I was like, do I drink? I've been trying to do dry January, and, you know, see how long that lasted. Maybe do a dry February, maybe do a dry spring, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, it would be a bit of a shame. And then girlfriend Maureen, she was like, oh, my sisters are here, you know, everyone would kind of happen to be home at once down in the country. So I was like, right, it'd be silly not to drink. So went and bought a few drinks, didn't we? What about that noise, bro? God damn it. Bought a pile of drinks, got steaming, you know, I leaned on a pool table, it broke. If there's ever a sign, I know there's those jokes like, you know you're fat when if you lean up against the pool table and the foot that holds the pool table essentially goes inside itself, that's when you know you're fat, okay? When you break a thing that you couldn't physically move if you tried. I would like to think it was broke already. That's what I would like to think, but probably not. So I got absolutely steaming, and I don't know what it is about my fucking body these days, but like, Boxing Day had happened. Hadn't really drank that much over Christmas. Boxing Day, drank to 6 in the morning, woke up with a cold, woke up with a sore throat, it was killing me. And then I was kind of sick right up until New Year's Eve. Had two beers New Year's Eve. Felt like dog shit. Was like, oh, fuck this. Didn't drink right up till last Friday night. And sure enough, woke up like the fucking cold. And then it was going away. It was this is history of Colin's fucking medical ailments. Then I went to jiu-jitsu there on fucking Monday. And did more jiu-jitsu than I've ever done in about the last 6 months. You know, rolled with loads of people. Stayed there for about 2.5 hours. Body was absolutely fucking trashed. Killing me. Muscles sore. Neck sore. Everything. Stiff as fuck. And then... But I still had the remnants of a cold. And then sure enough, that night, I was like, I can't sleep. I have fucking malaria or something here. Body was killing me. Had the cold. Woke up the next day. Felt like shit. Still got the cold. What's going on here? Have I got AIDS? You know? Some sort of immune system problem every time I drink. Maybe if that's that's a sign, isn't it? Two signs in life. If you're breaking pool tables, sitting on them, lose some weight. You know, if you take some drinks and it nearly fucking kills you every time, don't bother, you're whole, you know. And the thing was, we had planned to film the day Aaron came down, but obviously we're starting on a fucking blank slate with a video, so by the time we had lunch and tried to figure it out, it was sailing into late afternoon, which of course is bullshit for filming these days. So it started to get dark. So I was like, we're going to have to film this tomorrow. You're going to have to stay up. We're going to have to drink. And he's like, no problem. Sure, I've only been drinking 4 days in a row. No sweat. So we sat around writing a poem about Buckfast, which is one of those things. Like, I always imagine, like, it's like any sort of expressive art form, you know what I'm saying? Like dance or stand-up comedy or something. You start with nothing, other than, maybe dance is different, you literally start with nothing, it's like you can move whatever way you want, so make something up. This poem, all we knew was, it has to be about Buckfast, so we're just sitting there like, let's do a spider diagram, things to do with Buckfast, and it was all like, vomiting, bucking strangers, sucking unwanted dicks, shitting in your fridge, like just all these fucking lines, and then just had to write a poem around that, which we did. And well, Aaron paced up and down, and I was just like throwing out mental, like, you start with like shit in your fridge and then you just work backwards, you know. So we ended up getting this poem. We go out up the field up behind our house, and you know, he starts doing this poem, and it is, you can't tell in the video, but it's absolutely pishing down. Nice fine rain coming from the side there. And it was all in the camera. It was all in the fucking mic. So the sound is a wee bit crackly, but I think we got away with it. You know, I'm not sure if the quality is the main element of this video. So he did the poem. We recorded it, edited. And then I had to subtitle it, which took a fucking lifetime. And then we uploaded. And I was like, I got a feeling about this video. This is going to be big. Just because of its subject matter and relatability, you know what I'm saying? And sure enough, overnight it had like 250,000 hits. And I'm pretty sure it's ticking on 500,000 right now. Which was essentially just an appeal for his podcast, or for his show, you know, for Buckfast to allow him to do that. And if you've seen the picture from his flat where he has 500 bottles of Buckfast empty on top of his fucking kitchen cabinets, you know, I'm sure Buckfast could let him fucking do them a bit more free advertising, is essentially what it is. He's doing poems about them that get 500,000 hits. He's keeping them in business in Belfast. Jesus Christ, lads. Let him call the show Buckfast Die Young, in the name of fuck. So there you have it. That was a fun day. And then hungover as fuck, drove to Oma, leave him home. Trashed. That road to Oma will test anyone's patience. 1, 2, 3. Yes. I should do like, fuck me. I love that when you blow your nose and your whole head just like, just adjusting. Adjusting. It was so funny that day. what day was that, Monday, she and Todd and Dave Elliott recorded their podcast, and I'd done jiu-jitsu that day, and then we went around to girlfriend Maureen's sister's house. First of all, we went for a delightful lunch. Shout out to fucking, what do you call that place? We're in East Belfast, basically, but what the fuck was it called? I don't know, some fancy cafe, restaurant-y bar thing, where I got a, what's it called, Baker Style or Baker Street or something? I got this fucking beef brisket sandwich with a pickle on the top. Christ, the night. It was amazing. There is something to do with, like, the first thing you eat after you've just done 2.5 hours of jiu-jitsu tastes better than anything you've ever eaten ever. But it was unreal, and we decided to just hang around, go to their house, watch some fucking DVDs or whatever, and then all of a sudden I got a FaceTime from Dave Elliott, but it was Shane on the phone, and he's like, this sound recorder doesn't work. This is because I had told them, like, I knew their setup was like, they had a sound recorder and then they had a fucking two mics going into it, but it sounded like they were just recording from something lying in the corner that was picking up every noise in the room. And I was like, that's not what that should sound like when you have two external mics. This is getting real techie here. So Shane was like, yeah, I know there's something wrong. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Can I FaceTime you when we're setting up tomorrow? So he did. He FaceTimed me, and I was like, I'm near Dave's house right now. And I told him where I was, and he's like, oh, you're really fucking close. And I was like, well, sure, I'll just come round. These ones are watching that fucking Moana film or whatever, you know, which isn't even out yet, so they're watching like the fucking 1990s some dude recording at the back of a cinema film. And I was like, right, I'll call around, sure. Now, I literally could have walked to this fucking house, you know, Google Maps, give me his address and I'll drive around the corner, up the road a bit, take a left, oh, there's his house right there. You know, I could have fucking done the worm down the street to this house. And then I go in and they're just having an absolute nightmare. Shane was like, this fucking sound recorder, every card I put in it and format, it's just breaking it. And I was like, that's not cool. And then I tried to use the sound recorder. It's not picking up anything. It won't power the mics. I was like, guys, you don't have a podcast today. And he's like, don't worry, I'll just record it on QuickTime. So he recorded it through the computer while all three of us sat around it talking. And it'll probably sound okay, you know, probably sound reasonable, but yeah, technology, guys, avoid it. I'm still waiting on a new fucking recorder for this podcast. This is currently being recorded through a microphone going into a camera, which is no different than recording it on a sound recorder, really, but a bit more hassle is what I'll say. So if you want to listen to Shane, Todd and Dave Elliott's podcast called Boy Town, which is one stop short of them sucking each other off on mic, just gay heavy, so fucking gay, or so cum, as they would say. If any DJs out there want to take that sample of me just going so cum, as they say, and make that into a tune that would be like a theme tune for their podcast, but by all means, do that. Feel free. So yeah, listen to their podcast. I'm on it for about the first 15 minutes. I don't know if it's exciting or worth listening to just for that, but it happened, so I'm telling you about it. Good times. Let's move on to some news, guys. Okay. Northern Ireland has just shit itself, okay? Oh my god, I can't breathe. Essentially, I don't know anything about Northern Irish politics, or politics in general, because I really feel like I don't care. But Email Central, look at me. Oh god. That was me reading emails online. That's a new section. Con reads emails, Con Googles things, Con blows nose. Yeah, so basically, because there's like some sort of power sharing thing in Northern Ireland between Arlene Foster and my man there, Marty McGuinness, he's obviously about to croak it you know, he appeared on the news. He's like, I resign Sunday and I don't feel good. No. And he just had that vacant old person look and weak voice that would suggest you haven't enough fucking gas in your tank to get you to the end of the week. I told you that last week. I was sitting around at my granny's house. She was a nurse. My auntie, her daughter, is a nurse with the elderly. And her daughter is a nurse also with the elderly. And she was just like, yeah, he's fucked. It's like, that sounds like heart failure, the way he's talking. Just weak as shit. Oh, sorry. Jesus Christ. Let me read from the Telegraph here. This will be inspiring. Oh, this is an actual article from a personal point of view. So essentially, with him leaving, they can't just replace him. They have to have a vote, which means that I think they have to vote for Arlene's fucking spot too. So it looks like we might actually be able to shake things up, or the whole fucking Rich T Presbyterian, I hate blacks, people will just go out and vote DUP even stronger. But who knows? I don't really have a dog in the race, as I didn't vote last time because I'm a fucking asshole. Fair play to the side of this page here, which is other stuff, and it's like nightlife, Saturday nightlife at Ollie's, you know, and they've been out taking snaps, and obviously the thumbnail is the girl with the biggest tits they could find. So fair play to that for not being so fucking obvious. Just tits. I mean, I'm not like, I mean, look how quick I went from the NI power sharing situation being on its hole in the mouth of another election to talking about tits. It took about 14 seconds. You know, I sound like an old man, but like, there is a lot of, like, girls going out with, like, do you know what I mean? Just, like, I'm going to wear, like, a skirt, and then I'm going to wear just essentially, like, a hanky with a piece of string around it that barely covers my tits. There's a lot of that, isn't there? There's no, you know, it's not like back in the day, it was like, oh my God, you can see your tits, but just wearing, like, you know, like a fucking push-up bra to be like, check out my tits. Now it's just like, nah, gotta put a Dorito-sized triangle of silk over my visibly pierced nips, you know? And why not? Because, you know, mummy and daddy have let me out after I did my final GCSE there. Gross. So yeah, fuck knows what's gonna happen in this country. I mean, I imagine there'll be fucking riots at some stage, because that's kind of what happens over here, you know. Who wrote this? Barry White.
If power sharing can't be achieved by moderates, we will be faced with bad blood and anarchy.
Let me just see if there's any information in this. Oh, fuck it. I can't be actually reading all that. I mean, I really, what I should do in this podcast is have someone on who remotely knows what the fuck they're talking about. I mean, what else happened this week? Pissgate? There was some sort of thing about Donald Trump, allegedly, that he'd been at some piss party. And then he's like, I'm a well-known germaphobe, so of course that's not fucking true. You know? Even a P-gate isn't true. Donald Trump is stuck with it. Well, that's untrue, because at the rate that news moves these days, you can do whatever the fuck you want, and it's gone the next day. Think of the shit he's got through. You know? One minute he's grabbing pussies, and the next minute, no one cares. You know, every comedian in the land is doing a grabbing a pussy joke. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, it goes to show you, all you have to do to really get over things is like, almost be proud of it, own it. You know? it's the same with like anything in life, you know. You don't want someone to make fun of you for being fat. Just own it, you know, which is responsible for mainly women and also some men kind of just embracing the fact that they look like a pile of shit. I mean, I look like a pile of shit, but I'm not like, oh, this is great, me being a pile of shit. But there are a pile of women who are like, well, I'm a fat bastard and I'm not willing to do anything to change that. I'm almost in denial. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to own it, girlfriend, okay? I'm going to be like, I'm proud of the fact that I look like this. You know? I'm proud of the fact I can't get an Ugg onto my fucking cankle quite the way I'd like to. You know? I don't think I'm represented in this Vogue magazine. Yeah, well, you're not. It's a high fashion magazine. You know what I'm saying? They don't advertise their clothes on a 4'9", 17 stone girl from fucking, you know, Belfast. They don't, that's not how they sell their clothes or whatever. That's not how you advertise perfume, you know, spreading your fucking fat rolls on your neck. That's not how it works, bro. Not how it works. What? Oh yeah, own it is what I'm saying. If anything ever happens to you, just go, listen, I'm a weirdo, or I'm a creep. I'm not singing that song, but like, oh, did you do that? Yeah. Did you do this? Yeah, of course I did. Fuck it. You'll forget about it in 2 weeks. Whereas if you hide it and you act suspicious, people are going to chase you down and be like, "Why? What's he hiding? Eh? What's he hiding, the freak?" Whereas if you just come out with it straight up, like, fuck it, I fucked up, You'll more than likely get away with it. Same with grabbing the pussy. He's like, yeah, I said that, but I mean, it's locker room banter. That's how dudes talk. Sort of. I mean, dudes do talk like that, but those dudes are normally like me or Mickey Bartlett, who say shit like that all day, every day. Not like, oh, I'm all prim and proper, Mr. fucking business. But here, piss in my face and let me grab your fucking clam there for the banter. Some crack. Here's some news here. Chelsea Manning. Oh my god. What's Chelsea Manning's real name? Oh fuck. What's the real name? Ed Snowden. Fuck me. If you grant only one act of clemency as you exit the White House, please free Chelsea Manning. You alone can save her life. So Edward Snowden. Is Edward Snowden not the Chelsea Manning person? So, basically, that was some sort of WikiLeaks type person, was it? I don't know, it was some whistleblower. Was basically freed by Obama. Because Obama's trying to be signed before he leaves. He's like, listen, I understand what's going on. You were trying to protect the country by, you know, exposing a lot of the shit that goes on. And in a way, that makes you an American hero. And now that person that decided they wanted to be transgender, Chelsea Manning, is now this woman in a car looking like fucking Dee from Always Sunny. So there you go. Obama then let a bunch of people out of jail, didn't he? I mean, the fact that some of those American jails are filled up with people who, like, you know, smoked a joint in a certain state, and they're like, yeah, you get 25 years for that. You're like, please relax, bro. Let them out the fuck. Jesus. In fact, here's a thing to watch if you're in the jail. There's a series on Netflix called Captive. And it's about various different sort of, what do you call that, like hostage situations. But the first one is based in a jail. And it is fucking bananas, bro. And then the first one was so good, I couldn't watch the rest. I watched another one and was like, this is some more shit. Oh my god, I'm so stuffed up, guys. Apologies once more. Trump and Pissgate. One of the weirdest things I've seen this week, I don't know whether the guy was from here or not, but people were sharing it. It was like, please be aware of vaping because my fucking vape vape pen. It wasn't even a pen, it was one of those ones, you know, looks like an old fucking Motorola with a straw in it. And it obviously blew up in the guy's face, knocking his teeth out and busting his lip and burning his beard and face. And you're like, Jesus Christ, bro. Horrendous. Not only does vaping look mental, but you run the risk of that too, just blowing your face off. Just, guys, what's wrong with a good old packet of fags and a bit of cancer? You know, you're getting all fancy now with your fucking vape, which, by the way, there's no need for. There's no need for, like, and then, like a chimney fire comes out of your fucking mouth. It's too much, bro. It's too much, and it's unnecessary. You know, you can't just go, and it's like the same or less than what come out of your mouth when you smoke a cigarette. It's fucking crazy. And then I seen some video online. He's like, yeah, dude, a lot of us were smokers, and we got into vaping. And, of course, that involves equipment. And it's like when two guys have two fast cars, you want to compare the cars, and then before you know it, you're like, you know, let's race our cars. And it's the same with vaping, dude. So he's trying to say, like, you know, just because it was brought in, they brought in some competition or some equipment and it became competitive, that now they have competitive vaping. You know, there has to be. I mean, that is, I feel like doing a character who is a professional vapor. You know? Vapist, is it? Hey, what's up, bro? I'm a professional vapist. What do you mean? I go around the world competing in vape competitions. Cool, what does that mean? Oh, well, you know, I get sponsored by people who make, like, squirty shit that goes in it, and I just go around the world blowing smoke. Blowing steam out my mouth. It is fucking demented. It's vaping, bro, don't worry about it. There's a guy in Laverick's one time in the front seat just blowing this smoke up in there, and you're like, you know, it's not fucking stars in the rise, bro. I don't need dry ice as I perform stand-up. And if you're going to do that, definitely sit at the back, because it is actually a visual obstruction. You're blowing out so much fluid. Or smoky fluid, what am I talking about? Anyway, what a pile of shit I just talked there. Don't vape, guys, because it'll blow your teeth out, like this dude I seen on the internet. The worst looking bit of the whole thing, and I know it wasn't, but was when it singed his beard. He just had all wee white curly hair. Looked horrendous. Even though he had a giant blister on his cheek where it just blew his fucking cheekbone off and knocked his teeth out. But, what with the snots? Fuck me. I can only apologise. Right, let's get up some questions here. If you want to watch my vlog that I made from the comedy gig on 4 hours notice last Thursday, it's on my YouTube channel. So search for Godzilla. And it's called Comedy Gig on 4 Hours Notice. So there you have it. General banter questions. Oh my god, there's a million of them. let me real quick get my Twitter open here. Probably should have done that post or pre-podcast. Listen, just know that today is a fucking subpar podcast, alright? I'm sitting here with my voice crackling. Like my girl fucking Meryl Streep there. Just deal with it, guys, alright? Okay. When's this podcast going up, fuck's sake, from Owen? Listen, bro, you'll find out that I'm sick, so can you fucking relax, please? Let me go down. Yeah, of course, load. So here we go. Questions. Love the podcast. Flute boxing, you should listen to your own podcast and mess with the speed settings. Totally different. And that's from Joe Kenny. Listen, bro, that's for you to experiment with and for me to never do. I put this podcast up. I don't even know what the sound quality sounds like. You know what I'm saying? I put the intro on the start. I make sure it's the length it should be. And then I just fucking put it up. That's why people have to come to me and be like, this bit was funny. And then I go, okay, take a mental note of that, because if it was funny enough for me to, you know, for you to laugh, then it might be funny enough for me to note down and turn into some sort of stand-up. Any recommendations of Netflix series to watch? Captive, like I just told you. What I would advise, though, is get yourself an Amazon Fire Stick and get that Cody shit, because we have been going ballistic. Oh my god. Watched fucking Baskets. Baskets the Clown, the Zach Galifianakis thing. Start to finish, watched it all. Unbelievable. Watched Keanu, the Key and Peele movie about the cat. That was good. Then we watched some Key and Peele. Great times. All snot, guys. What else on Netflix? Fuck Netflix. You don't need it. Get out of Fire Stick. Any news on your website? Trying to buy merch? Godzilla beanies. There's no beanies left. I'll tell you that for free. Yeah, there's no domain connected. I haven't built the fucking site yet. I got rid of it because I thought I was going to get a generalbander.com, and then I realised that no one has the time or fucking effort to maintain a generalbander.com, so I actually have the domain generalbander, I think, but there's no site attached to it either. Cahill Dixon. Favourite band of all time is probably their, maybe the White Stripes, just because I liked them for so long. And I like their, I just like the idea of them. I like two-piece things. I like heavy electric blues type shit. And I like them as an idea. So either them or Queens of Stone Age. Yes, Colin, did you ever ride a motorbike and would you ever buy one? Chris McManaman. Nah, I don't think so. I've been on some shit, like scramblers and quads. Is that a motorbike? Scooters, been on all that shit, but I just wouldn't buy one, I don't think. I like the idea of off-road type things more than on-road, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it came to bicycles, it's like, do you want to get a fucking racing bike and fly around the roads? Not really. Would I get a downhill mountain bike and just throw myself down a cliff? Probably. You know, I like the off-road element of those things. You know, do you want a motorbike to fly around the roads? Not so much. Do you want, like, a scrambler to fly around a field? Yeah, probably. So, you know what I'm saying? Dean, whatever happened to Daniel Watson? For the fucking 700th time, I made videos with him. Okay. We continued making videos. He started making some of his own. I started, like, sort of trying to just continue making videos. And it became harder and harder to get him involved in videos. And then it became harder and harder to even fucking get in contact with him. And I was like, let's make a video. And he'd be like, all right, let's do Thursday. Thursday would come round. And he's like, no, I'm just watching this thing. And this one, I lived at home and two doors down from him. He's like, yeah, I'm just at home just watching this thing. And I was like, make a video, for fuck's sake, let's make something. And then it just became harder and harder and harder to get in touch with him. And then I was like, why am I fucking chasing someone up so much when they clearly don't want to do something? So I just kind of stopped bothering my hole. And there wasn't much contact from him. And him and Shane were making videos, and then I'm pretty sure it became increasingly harder for Shane to get in touch with him. And then that was it. So that's all I have to tell you, really. Maybe he just wasn't into it, which is fine, but just say it, you know what I mean? So there you go. So never ask me that again. Predictions for President Trump. Do you think he lasts a full term? How many pussies will he grab? And that's from Chris McCulloch. I think, it's hard to fucking know. He might, I don't know. There's a chance that he might be okay. There's a chance that, you know, the first fuck up he makes, there's going to be riots, and then there's just going to be this, like, something, there's going to be some sort of, like, civil war in America or some shit, or he'll make some presidential call and the whole country is against it and they're like, fuck you. None of this country agree with your bombing of another country or something. So, it's hard to fucking know, isn't it? Oh, broke my finger off there. It's quite hard to assassinate a president these days, but I don't think it would be a bad idea. Blow his head off. No, that's rough. I don't know, just... Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I would say just let him fucking shit on his own doorstep and then we'll kick him out after 4 years. Unless there's some sort of massive backlash at whatever first like fuck up he makes. You know what I'm saying? Do you remember when Dapper Laughs decided he wanted to do stand-up and everyone hated him so much that as soon as he made a rape joke, they were like, yeah, you don't get a stand-up career anymore, you fucking idiot. That's what will happen to him. Conor Dolan, any plans on coming back to Fermanagh anytime soon for a gig? There's nothing planned, mate, but... I mean, the problem was, I did... Fermanagh. I take it, the Ardoan Theatre is in Fermanagh, yeah? In Enniskillen is in Fermanagh, is that right? Or am I being retarded? So we did a gig there. The woman that ran it was like, this is brilliant, such a young crowd, we'd love to have you back next year. So I booked the gig for the next year at the time, and I went back and did the second gig, and it was one of the worst gigs I've ever done in my life. So that's it, really. That's it. Terrible crack altogether. I'm gonna sneeze again. So, yeah, I wouldn't be against it. Maybe come back this time. Maybe have a bigger crowd of people to play to or some shit. Anyone give you a dig in the neb for taking the piss out of the Ulster Scots? Such a funny episode. Would love more research. Chris McCartney, I think. No, no one's mentioned it. No one's mentioned it at all, to be honest. It'd be some crack, though, if you got into a fight because you took the piss out of some Ulster Scots people. Fucking madness. I'm not going to look it up right now. I feel like it would be contrived if I were to look it up right now. This is the problem with people, right? You organise a London show and Steve OB, whoever that is. Finally a London show on a day I'm busy. You can't keep them all happy, can you? For fuck's sake. Any more questions here? How did she and Todd get a blue Twitter tick? I think... you can just apply for it, but part of, I think it's probably like, he's been on TV enough times, he has his own radio show with BBC, you know, he's doing some legit stuff, so probably his agent or whoever, management or whatever, probably made that happen, just so that it's a bit more official, isn't it? I don't fucking know. Have you noticed any health benefits from cutting out caffeine out of your diet? Dan Barnes. Not really. I mean, in the initial week or so, you notice yourself being a bit more, like, tired and groggy when you wake up in bed. Like, I used to jump out of bed pretty fucking easily. Like, oh, I'm awake. Meh, let's go get some coffee. Let's get started. When I stop drinking coffee and stuff, you sleep better, so you wake up and you know that real comfy bed feeling in the morning, you're like, this is nice. That's kind of what you get. And then you just kind of glide through the day, and then you get more naturally tired as you're getting sort of later in the night. So that's it. You know, like, I haven't really fucking lost weight or any stupid shit like that. As you may tell from basically looking at me. Let's get through these Facebook questions. Arlene Foster being well sly, thoughts? Yeah, she's a fucking idiot, let's face it. And, you know, most of those people in Stormont. I mean, you can't. If you're a fucking career politician, you can't trust anybody, can you? And did she used to be a solicitor or something? They're a bunch of fucking crooked cunts. That could be all made up. But they're all dodgy, and they're all able to fuck with everyone's money and everything. So it's like they can just manipulate things to benefit themselves because they're in control of everything. You'd probably do it yourself, but yeah, they're all a bunch of fucking crooks up there. What's your advice to someone wanting to be taken seriously at stand-up? Matthew Deggins, how do you say that? Okay, be taken seriously as a stand-up, just start doing it and focus only on being funnier. If you do a set and you don't get many laughs for it, and you do the same set again and you don't get any laughs for it, just keep writing. You know what I mean? Keep writing new stuff. Don't expect anything really to happen. It's such a weird business. I mean, it's fucked up because you gotta have enough experience to get you to the point where you're usable as a comedian, like you can actually do a job. So for the most part, it's gonna be open mics, open spots, if anyone actually does open spots anymore, and, you know, doing these sort of small amateur gigs. They just get stage time to get you to the point where somebody, like, it's like, personally speaking, from somebody who runs a club, it's hard to give someone a spot. It's hard to give someone a spot that's trying comedy, if that makes sense. Whereas you have to get yourself to the point where someone can say, right, can you do 10 minutes, or can you do 15, or can you do 20 to actually fill a gap and actually do a job, you know, where you're not taking a risk on someone, like, oh, go on you up there and do 5 minutes and let's see if it works for a minute. You know, you gotta keep going until you're at the point where you have like a solid fucking 20 and someone can actually use you for a job, you know, they're not taking a risk. Which, fuck knows how long that takes. That might take 4 years, 5 years. But that's what it is. I mean, there are people who are fucking freakishly good at it. You know, you get the likes of Aaron McCann. But then again, he's probably been doing stand-up for fucking, fuck me, about 4 or 5 years anyway. But you just gotta get into it, and if you're really into it, you just stay with it. And eventually things will happen. I don't know, consistency. Rewrite your work. Write funnier shit. Write stuff all the time. Try and get up as much as possible. Do a podcast so you're talking out loud for as long as, you know, you get great at experience like me, you know what I mean? Bubbling snot all fucking week. Great times. Yeah, just have your focus being all you want to do is get funnier. You know, don't be like, I want to play here by a certain time, or I want to fucking, just be funny, because it's the only thing that really matters, and it's the only thing that's going to get you jobs. Shag Vorderman, but she still has AIDS, or she has AIDS, or shag Beyonce, but she's dead. Do you mean Carol Vorderman, or do you mean like some dude called Vorderman? Shag Vorderman would be a good name, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'm not banging a dead person, so definitely Vorderman with AIDS, but sure, just wrap it up, sir. You know what I'm saying? Bang her in the mouth. That's gross. Vorderman has quite the shitter on her for a fucking 70-year-old woman. Simon Sinek on millennials in the workplace. Any thoughts on this? Yeah, Simon White underneath. He's talked about this last week, not 100% sure. Yeah, did talk about that guy, talking about millennials. Which, going by his fucking standards and time frames, I'm actually a millennial. Which probably is fairly accurate the way he's talking. Like, you know, they're hard to employ because they feel entitled, which is probably me, you know what I mean? Not entitled, but I just don't take the fucking, I don't do advice, direction, orders, I don't do any of that shit very well, you know what I mean? You're giving me advice, you better be way better than me at the exact same thing that I'm doing, or else you can go fuck yourself. But yeah, but again, he's one of those fucking academia types who just has this air of cuntishness about him when he's talking about millennials. But he does make some sense. If you want to watch that on YouTube, Simon Sinek, Sinek, on millennials in the workplace. And they don't, he basically was making points like they don't try anything because they can't be hold, they don't put effort into anything, and then it becomes like they just sail through life and it's shite. Fair enough. Jim Smith, I thought I posted this last week, but it wasn't. But I mustn't have. Have you heard Joe Rogan speak about ketogenic lifestyle thoughts? Yeah, I mean, if you were going to go on a diet, it seems like the one that's the most exciting to eat. You basically stop eating sugar and start fueling your body with fat. So when your body starts to burn energy, there's no sugar for it to burn, so it burns fat. So you can eat fucking... You can wake up in the morning and have like fried egg, bacon, two avocados. And you know, you're basically just eating protein and veg. No fucking sugars or pastas or grains or any of that shit. And it just means that your body burns fat every time you burn any sort of calories. So it's probably a pretty sweet thing. There's a lot of diets take just so much fucking discipline and often money. You know, how much would it cost you to eat nothing but fucking protein and, you know, fats all day long? Avocados are fucking a pound a pop, if you're lucky. You know, it would get expensive, but it does seem like the way to go if you want to lose a pile of weight, but still be able to eat like a fucking Viking. Sniff. Seymour Skinner. I am all snot. Snatters. Look at that wee Japanese girl eating the snatters. Thought I posted this last week, but mustn't have. You. Oh, so that's the same question. I'm a fucking retard. What's your plans for the future of Lavery's Comedy Club? Keep that sweet spot or eventually skip onto a bigger venue? I think I might have to... Well, the thing is, like, there are some nights where Lavery's is so packed you have to shut the door. But that's good. You would rather it like that than, you know, move it to a different place. I don't think I could just move it to a different place. I think that would be slightly unfair. Seeing Lavery's have given us a lot of fucking help. There may be the introduction of a Friday club, like I mentioned earlier. Maybe like once a month or once every couple of months or something. I think it's a... The problem is, like, it only holds about 120 people absolutely jammed. So, it's like, you know, do you move it to a bigger place and you only get 130 people in or something? Or there's days where you don't get the 100 at all. It's just one. You'd rather just be consistently packed out than move into a bigger place that needs more people in it or something like that. So I think what the way it's going to have to be is it just remains and we then look into a Friday club, or we then look into bigger gigs within Lavery's that we could do like upstairs maybe or something like that. So yeah, I don't know. I'm going in to speak to the fella from Lavery's on Thursday or Friday, try and figure some shit out, bro. Sniff. Do you think BJ Penn should retire? Yes. This guy really beat the crap out of him, and he's got a picture of some dude who I don't know his name, but I recognize him. Yeah. BJ Penn is one of my favorite fighters ever, and there is no fucking need for him to be trying to fight anymore. He looked way too small for that weight division. That guy beat the fuck out of him. It was just not cool. It wasn't cool at all. But yeah, he should have just stayed retired. Other than media / martial arts, do you have any hobbies? And that's from Simon White. Media... I don't know if that's my hobby. What do I like doing as a hobby? Vlogs, I suppose, would be my hobby. I don't know. Cooking is a hobby of mine. Martial arts. I'm not even really that into martial arts. I just do jiu-jitsu. Because I seen it one day and I was like, how can I exercise but off my back? Jiu-jitsu. Although saying that, I did jiu-jitsu only 2 days ago and I feel like someone hit my back with a sledgehammer several times. Let me see. Do you have any hobbies? Yeah, I like to cook. You know, food is... I know you're like... Obviously, food is a hobby of yours, you fat piece of shit. But, like, I do like cooking. You know? If you were to make a chart of all the things that I watch, it would be mainly cooking shows. You know what I'm saying? No Reservations. Dead Set on Life. Fucking anything from Munchies. Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. Chef's Table. All that stupid shit. I watch all of them. My favourite. So, right, I really need to get through these. Aaron Butler. Could you please do more movie quotes in an Indian accent? It's weird. Aaron Butler there of Video Wizard fame. You should go on his page and watch the McGregor video he made when McGregor was in the fucking Devonish of all places. It's weird when you know someone and you find out they listen to your podcast. That's freaky. Do more movie quotes in Indian accent. And then someone's written bastard under it. Mauled to death by a panther. Okay. I obviously did that last week. I can't keep on top of these fucking racist impressions. Oh my god. I'm going to look up famous movie quotes. I'll do 10 of them. Now I have the cold. And I'm about to do these movie quotes. Oh my god, I'm all snots, bro. So, Gone with the Wind. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, you dirty bastard. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Oh, I didn't even do that in accent. The accent. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. 2 chicken bonus and a fiver, bastard. Do you understand? Why do I keep fucking this up? Wizard of Oz. Toto, if I have a feeling we're not in Mumbai anymore, you little dog cunt. Taxi driver, you're talking to me, mate? Hey, may the force be with you. You piece of shit. ET phone home. Fuck that. BT phone home. That's what it sounds like when you phone BT. BT phone home. I mean, I used to do a bit about that, about phoning BT, and you're sort of on the ice as like, oh, is this racist or not? And you're like, it's not, it's just what happens. That's what happens. You phone BT and it goes straight through to fucking the kitchen of an Indian takeaway, and fucking, it's crazy. There's complete madness in the background. Look at all these films. These are too old for anyone to give a shit. Dirty Harry, you got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky, bastard? Well, do you, bastard? Jerry Maguire, you heard me. Surely Jerry Maguire is Show Me the Money. No one fucking watched that film and was like, hey, you heard me, hello. It was always Show Me the Fucking Money. Piece of shit list. This is bullshit. What other fucking... I need to blow my whole life right now. These are all just weird films. They're not weird, they're just old. Look at this. How is this a famous movie quote from the film Funny Girl? Hello, gorgeous. That's not a famous quote. That's just words. Sorry, Aaron, the performance just isn't here. Alright. License of the Lambs. I am fucking... Do I have the cold or just dementia right now? A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Bastard. Right, let's move on. These fucking... Death. If you could be sponsored by anyone, who would it be? Do you know, Aaron asked me the very same question the other day. If my podcast could be sponsored, probably just like Nike or something, or Vans, you know what I mean? Something sweet that would just send you really cool shit all the time. sponsored by Amazon, and they just send you whatever you want on request. That would be fucking sweet. Sponsored by, I mean, you, Aaron said Buckfast. I think Buckfast would be a fun one. I don't know. As long as it vaguely made sense, you know what I'm saying? As long as I wasn't going like, hey, today's General Banter podcast is sponsored by Tampax. Are you on the blob? Actually, I'll probably do that just for the crack. You do birds. What? You do birds or. What? You do birds. This is what this act says. You do birds have rights. Found that out from pest control, best way to get rid of them. You do birds. Am I fucking mental? You do birds have rights. You know birds have rights, I'm sure. So birds have rights, yeah, I'm sure certain ones do. Yeah, I'm sure certain breeds of, or like, species of bird are protected to some, in some way, shape or form, but who gives a fuck? Who's gonna know if you just smack one with a tennis bat, racket, whatever? You know, I remember my dad was washing the car whenever I was a kid, and he had the door open, he's hoovering the car or something, and two birds just went dung dung and hit the inside of the window and fell into the wee side compartment thing. Stone dead, just flew into the fucking window. Stupid bastards. So they're out there killing themselves, so I don't really see any problem with you just wiping one out. Right, last questions, let's do it. Brian Parks, would vegetarian food taste nicer if it had meat in it? Yeah. Vegetarian food isn't vegetarian food, it's just food. You know, you wouldn't be like, check out this vegetarian potato. It's just, they just eat normal food, but they just don't eat meat or anything fun. Outside the comedy squad, here are your top five northern comics or acts that would, or acts you would recommend people to see. Top five northern comics from Mick Higney. Fuck me. I might hit a bit of fucking shit here because I just don't know any. I mean, there's the ones that wouldn't be, appear in those comedy squad gigs, like fucking, you know, Paddy McDonald, who's doing Lavery's tonight, Connor Keyes, fucking, like, Sean Hegarty, fuck me. There's a pile of them. There's a pile of comedians who wouldn't be in those General Banter comedy squad live gigs, but are wild funny. Gigged with Ryan Cullen the other week. You know, he's northern. I think he's from Donegal. That's north, isn't it? It's not in the north. In Northern Ireland, but it's in the north. Fuck. Anyway, I don't know. Funniest thing you've seen on a night out? Oh my god. I saw a girl. I literally did see a girl piss once. Where the fuck was it? She was taking a piss, and she was just pissing in the middle of the street, and it was freezing, like it was really cold weather, and she just, like, pulled her skirt up a bit, squatted down, started pissing, and the amount of steam coming off the piss looked like her arse was on fire, which made me laugh a lot. Not one of the crazy, I'm sure I've seen crazier, you know what I mean? I've seen girls fight, beat the shit out of each other. Fuck me, I don't know, where do you start? I've seen a pile of funny shit. Glad you enjoyed the sweet curry dips. I'm the New Balance size 8. That's you and Carson. That's the boy give us the fucking 17 dips. Shout out to you and you fucking savage. Gonna go far in this world with that sort of generosity. New Balance size 8, no sweat. Drop into the food factory and have them sort you out. Have you seen the vids on people, some in Belfast, smoking spice? What's your thoughts? If you haven't seen them, one smoke puts people comatose. Crazy. Yeah, I did see those guys just fucking, just completely disabled. At the side of the road. Why? Don't do it in your fucking couch, bro. Don't do it, like, I realise what I've done there. I've just told a homeless person to smoke spice in his house. Why else would you be smoking it? You know what I mean? You could have a nice glass of red wine, smoke some weed, chill out, or smoke spice and forget you're fucking, you're even alive. Yeah, it looks ridiculous. I don't know if, I mean, how fun could it be? And they just go completely sideways, don't they? They're just like, Alexandra McGovern, how do you feel about having to watch / listen back to yourself when editing? I don't really give a fuck now, to be honest. You get over it real quick. It's not that big a deal, really. I just don't give a fuck, me. Oh. I mean, obviously don't have a problem with it, considering I just yawned through that answer there, but... Nah, I think you do get over it pretty quick. If you just look at it like... Say you're making a comedy video or something, you're going... It's not about like, oh, do you look and sound good? It's just like, is it funny? And you just leave the bits in that are funny. I'd like to think I don't really have the shittest voice to listen to. You know, I'm sure you could have a shitter tone of voice than I have for listening to podcasts back, but not today, obviously, when I'm gargling through just fucking... Ugh. I don't know, you do just get over it real quick. It doesn't really bother me, even if I'm putting my face on a poster. It's not even like it's me, I'm just doing it. I'm just like, yeah, get that fucking poster done. And that's it. I mean, I think back in the day, I probably was a bit weird. But... I mean, I even noticed it off Mickey's podcast. You hear him a bit sort of, oh, so I'm doing a podcast in my room and but soon he'll just get over that and he'll just be sitting there going, hey, fucking, blah, blah. You know, you'll get like the real relaxed Mickey. As they say, down south. Yeah, that's all I can really say. Just get over it. I'm usually just trying to get through editing as quick as possible, so I'm like, fuck it. I don't care how stupid I look or sound, just get it done. And also, like, the way you look or listen to yourself is different to what other people are gonna pick up on, so you just have to fucking forget about it, move on. Michael Coyle, Coilzo, up in this bitch. I don't have a question, I just wanted to say I miss you. I miss you too, Michael. Your beard looks marvellous. Where are you, Canada? Can we not just come to Canada and fucking see you, or what's the crack? I don't know. We also said goodbye the other week to Sean Campbell, who is the gentleman that we stayed with in Vietnam. Longtime friend of girlfriend Maureen. Friend of mine since I met Maureen. But he lives and works in Vietnam, and we stayed with him when we went over. With his girlfriend Lindsay, great crack. Just great, great crack. And then he came over to Ireland just to sort of get a bit of a holiday, eat as much soda bread as he could, and then head back to Vietnam. But he came around the other night, just, you know, you always think like, oh, someone's over for whatever, and you have to go on these mad rager piss up parties or whatever. Yeah, you're back, let's party. He came around and he was driving, and we just went and bought snacks. You know what I mean? I was like, how 30 as fuck is this? We just sat around having fucking deli meats and hummus. You know? Carrot sticks and dips and Doritos. And I was like, look how fucking old we are. And we had a great time, you know? Talking shit. Talking away. Eating olives. It was amazing. Great times. But yeah, Coilzo. Shout out to Coilzo over there in Canada, lording it. Send me some shit, you know what I mean? Buy me some shitty Canadian, like, paraphernalia and send it over. You know, maple syrup or something. I'll send you a fucking gift package of, like, I'm pretty sure Tato, the Tato website, you can just send crisps to anybody in the world. Might just send you a box of crisps. Anyway, I think that wraps up this fucking podcast, guys. I'm eventually going to get a break here to blow my nose. Very, very excited about that. cheers for listening. Remember, Lavery's is tonight if you get the listening time. If you know anyone in London, if you're in London, get a ticket to our show on St. Paddy's Day. It'll be over by 9 o'clock, so you have the rest of the night to go on the absolute fucking gargle, boys. And then, also, we're doing that gig in Omagh, so if you're in the Omagh, just anywhere in that, is that South Tyrone? Anywhere in that fucking area, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Get yourselves involved. We've only fucking 300 tickets to sell. Wise up. And that's it. Shout out to anyone who came to the charity gig. It's for a good cause. Made a whole pile of money for the Simon community. And that's it. That's all, folks. I'll speak to you next week when hopefully I don't have actual malaria. Colin, you shouldn't joke about that. You know most of the world's children die from malaria. Whatever. The fuck ever. Jesus Christ. Right, I'm away here. Come to Lavery's tonight and buy yourself some beer from beer52.com. Cheers and good night.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.